Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And the main thing I think with booze is it makes people bitter. You can be, say whatever you want, happy, drunk, all that stuff. I'm saying I've never seen people that drink a good amount not be bitter. I'm talking like, yeah, man, and sarcastic, and they start smoking a cigarette, and they're bitter. They're literally a sourpuss.
Getting into fights.
Yeah.
Arguing.
And that is a lowering vibration. How can I say this in the simplest way? It doesn't sound too hippie.
Yeah.
It's literally like we are made up of energy. That's a proven fact. You can actually scientifically prove it.
It's dimming it.
And it's dimming that energy, like you said, and then it's going to that lower place. So it's like, yo, I don't want to sling mud, what you said earlier in the cast with the comments. I want to be a higher, more elevated person. It does that. It keeps us low and it keeps us fighting. And I think that it was put here for that reason. I think
that's how I agree. And there's this
the whole
new
world put to keep people dumb and angry.
And to keep them submissive.
Yep.
And also it's like, I could not be here right now doing this if I was hungover.
No. I think it's crazy. I have to stay on this thought, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's a couple of podcasts, I'm not going to name names, that are very popular, and these women are talking, the way they talk like guys, but how they think guys talk, and none of me or my...
God, I wish you would name it. Because I feel like it's probably what I'm thinking about.
It probably is, and it's like me or my...
Is it two women?
You just sometimes,
and one's a little gross and kind of talks like a dude.
Well, I don't know, but like, basically these pods, they start talking like dudes talk, and it's like friends I know, and it's like they talking like they're bros, and they're hitting the bottle hard, and I'm looking at them going, this is gonna catch up, and they're not even 27, you know, and I'm like, it's just fascinating. So there's a younger generation, what I meant to say, like, and people are like, what's your body count? And all this, like, fucking stupid shit. And
it's just dumb.
But it's just like, it's like if Lake Havasu was a podcast, I feel like there's a whole, you know what I mean by that? Like, Lake Havasu is like, fucking throw down the White Claws, fucking get on the boat, you know, I mean... Yeah,
it's really,
there's a lot that goes on.
I mean, that's the thing. There's this new, and I, you know what I noticed too, when I surround myself, which is kind of crazy, when you stop drinking and partying, your whole friend group changes.
And
you have to have a partner that's on your side.
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to say my life significantly just has done nothing but gone uphill since.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize all the people that like to do that stuff are very dark people, and they like to have people around them doing dark things as well.
I haven't drank in a while, and I'm not, I agree. I don't think it's so dark for
them. No.
But
I feel a dark.
There's a celebratory thing with booze, but it can, if you keep doing it, get that way.
Yeah. And I feel it. And there's this new thing that's like kind of emerging right now that I see with a lot of my girlfriends, because now almost like none of my friends drink because we just don't like feeling like shit for 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kind of cool. It's like now there's like a lot of me and my girlfriends that are like in health and wellness are now promoting like this new generation of like, hey, it's actually really cool to be into health and wellness and not drink. Like, and I'm like, sounds really lame, but like I'll go out now and have a mocktail. And
it's
I'm
a
like,
big thing.
It's, I would make fun of that so bad before. I was such a brat and so judgmental, and I'm like, the thing is, when you have a mocktail, people assume you're drunk, and me and my girlfriend like we'll go to clubs and be dancing, have the best time ever, completely sober, then we get to drive safely home, then we get to wake up early the next day, and I go, wait, this is great. No one knows if I'm drunk or not.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much cooler.
Mocktails are a big thing, and
I love them.
I think Woody Harrelson just opened up a place that's all mocktails.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big place in LA.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think there's a movement. I think there's a lot of people drinking less. But I do see these certain, a lot of female podcasters who are fucking, like they're sponsored by Truly and they're fucking throwing them back, talking about body counts. Well, and I'm like, what?
Can I be rude and say that?
No, don't be rude.
Yeah. Can I say that maybe they don't have the special thing that maybe people like us have where we are, when I'm sober and when I'm on caffeine, I am at 120%. And let's be real, like maybe they're just not really creative and need to be drunk to pass the time and say stupid things. Because if you sat them down sober, they probably wouldn't have much to offer.
I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I mean, that's.
I mean, I was invited onto a podcast recently, and I'm pretty sure they just, like, sit there and get all the girls drunk. And then I'm like, that's so weird that they say stupid things. I remember when I was drunk, I said lots of stupid things.
Is that true? What? Wait, what podcast? You're allowed to say it. You were invited on a podcast because you know what they do in reality TV?
What?
Especially
no, I don't.
In the dating shows?
No.
The minute you got there, they fucking... This is crazy. Somebody should fucking clip this. In reality TV shows, they fucking... plow the people with booze.
They
supply the house. Of course they do. Jersey Shore, tons of booze. Big Brother, booze. Bachelor, booze. They put all the booze to the loosen people's inhibitions. They want you to drink.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
dark energy.
It is, because it's basically saying people are making a decision based off of a fucking push. It's almost booze predatory, if you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get, like, the best TV fucking shit. So what a pod is doing, kind of what reality TV does. Not all reality TV, but a lot of reality TV
I won't
that.
Mention their
you don't
name,
have the name but
even
so
though
they,
I'd like to.
They ply the women or with
well,
booze.
Here's the thing. They asked me to come on as, like, the first intelligent female to ever step on that set. And then they go ahead and send me a bunch of things, which I thought were very odd, saying, like, oh, dress like you're, like, going. First of all, I'm 29 years old. They're like, dress like you're going to a club. I go...
You could go on a club like
I'm
that.
Rolling into the club like this. And I'm about to be.
And it's very professional.
The best dressed. And then they're like, oh, if you want to do cosplay and all this stuff. I'm like, wait, so you're setting this? Okay, I go hard on females online. I'm sure you've noticed.
No.
I do. You know why? Because I want them to do better. I want them to have better lives.
Do better, girls.
And I'm trying to help.
She wants to help.
I'm trying to help, but you gotta take some responsibility.
Be
here.
Prettier.
Be hotter. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I'm like reading all this. I'm like, wait, so these young girls that are, let's be real, coming on for free, have nothing to do. Most of them do OnlyFans. They're like 19, 20. You're telling them to come on and wear like slutty outfits and do cosplay. And I'm like, so you're already setting them up to look like idiots. And then what are you going to do? You're going to post clips of them that go viral, which is going to ridicule them, be on the internet forever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm all about transparency, especially in this industry. I have no respect for that. And the way they treated me and talked to me when I asked for compensation to come on the podcast was so tacky and disgusting. And I go, you're taking advantage of young girls, and I don't like that.
Slow down. So was it a dude podcast?
Yes.
Okay. And, I mean, do you always ask to get compensated for a pod?
No, but I think if you're asking for, first of all, do I know you? Do I like you? Do you have any followers? I have a lot more. I have a lot more. I think that's pretty. But if you're asking me to drive round trip 4 hours,
that's
by the
crazy.
Way, shoot for 6 hours.
That's crazy.
Shoot for 6 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah. Not provide a place to stay where I would have to drive 2 hours home. I think if you're asking, and by the way, you are going to post clips of me that are going to go viral and you are going to make
money
off
paid.
Me.
You should get
Here's
paid.
Here's the thing. Offer me $100.
Yeah, offer you $100.
Offer me $100 to cover gas.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, if it's Joe Rogan, I'll go on for 3 hours. But you're asking me to shoot for 6 hours for free after a 2 hour drive? Bro, that's an 8 hour workday.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
I also agree.
It shows the thing is just offering shows that you respect me.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they responded, I was like, oh, this is how you just think of women.
How did they respond, if you can say? You have to say the name.
They popped off. Oh, the day before, you're going to do this. You're going to pull this bullshit, blah, blah, LOL, no accountability. I mean, it felt like a 14-year-old was going off on me.
Mm.
And me being, and also they clearly regret what they did because they unsent all their messages, which I screenshotted because I always have the receipts backed up. I screenshot immediately. And I texted to my boyfriend because my boyfriend was going to have to drive me because I wasn't going to spend $400 on gas. And it was just like one of those things where I just was like, based on principle, I'm so glad I asked for compensation because the way you've treated me is disgusting. And now I will feel free to speak about it any chance given. And they watch my stories because they're probably waiting for me to slam them. Because some big accounts have posted them. But bottom line, I'm like, cool, now you want me on, you can, 10 grand. Just, it's just on principle. It's on principle.
That's a big up from $100.
Yeah.
That fucking price.
Because I would never want to work with someone like that. Yeah. It's just a fuck you price. That's all it is.
I mean,
I showed my boyfriend the way, and you know how I ended it? I said, they went off on me and they had a little child temper tantrum. And I just said, that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah. And I mean, you haven't mentioned them, so.
Yeah. All I said, I just said, this is unprofessional. Please cancel. Because that's the thing. If I like you and I get to come on and talk to you.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
I just like to talk to people.
Yeah. No, right. You have a lot of opinions.
Yeah. I got a couple.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.